This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Esteban Ortiz. Date of birth, August the 10th, 1970. Case ID number is 440-2339. Date of exam, February the 2nd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Specialized Family Clinic, dated 9/2/2022, and a Social Security questionnaire dated August 25, 2022. Identifying information. This is a 52-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with his mother and his brother to evaluate allegations of non-hemorrhagic large posterior left middle cerebral artery infarct. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on September of 2022, where he worked as a provider for 13 years. During that time, he worked 3 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his mother and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, non-hemorrhagic large posterior left middle cerebral artery infarct. History of allegations. The claimant's relative stated that on April the 2nd, 2022, he presented himself to Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, where he was hospitalized for 5 days, secondary to having a non-hemorrhagic large posterior left middle cerebral artery infarct with right hemiparesis/plegia of the right upper extremity. The claimant presented with decreased balance, decreased vision, and dysphagia. He was also aphasic and had decrease in his memory, cognitive function, and was unable to speak at the time. The claimants deny any seizures or syncopal episodes. His residual symptoms include right hemiparesis with right upper arm plasia, decreased balance, decreased vision, aphasia, and dysphagia, which is almost aphasia, secondary to the claimant not being able to pass food at this time. Also, his mental status is poor. He's unable to speak and has decreased memory, decreased cognitive function, decreased concentration, and had difficulty in trying to communicate with me any kind of answers to questions. His limitations include being able to walk 10 feet, stand for 10 minutes, climb 2 steps, but states that he needs to use a cane at all times. He is left-handed dominant and is unable to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, or lift anything above his head. At the present time, he's also unable to eat. He has aphasia / dysphagia and has a gastric feeding tube where food and medications are placed into his stomach. his condition at this time is poor, and he appears to be somewhat cachectic. Family history. His father is deceased, and his mother is alive, and she has essential hypertension. They do not recall what the father died of. Medications: hydralazine, 25 milligrams, TID. Labetalol, 300 milligrams, BID, through the gastric tube. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams, TID. Aspirin, 81 milligrams, POQD. And Tylenol, 500 milligrams, QHS. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, mixed hyperlipidemia, comma, non-hemorrhagic, large posterior left middle cerebral artery infarct with right upper and lower hemiparesis / plasia. Slurred speech, aphasia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. The claimant states that he has also had a heart monitor placed in 2022 besides the gastric tube, which was placed in April of 2022. Surgery history: urolithiasis with removal in 1990, G-tube placement, and questionable pacemaker placement. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant states that he would drink socially. The claimant's family denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.9. Weight is 107 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 5 inches, BP, 132 over 93, mmHg, heart rate, 77 beats per minute, respiration, 18 respirations per minute, BMI, 18. General: this is a 52-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age, and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be not a very reliable historian who presented with his family members to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal, and there appears to be bilateral retinal bleeds in both eyes. Could you drop down to... no oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has multiple missing teeth and has severe poor dentition of all his teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were mildly decreased. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/above 200. Pinhole is 20/above 200. OS uncorrected is 20/above 200. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. The claimant did not present with any glasses. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were not clear to auscultation, and the claimant had multiple wheezes and ronchi, especially in the bronchial area. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. However, there is a left close to umbilical gastric feeding tube and a left upper possible monitor, which could be a pacemaker, although family members deny it being a pacemaker. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing was noted, but the claimant does have right upper arm cyanosis, noted by physical examination. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Homan sign was negative. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was not alert and oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent and his mood was flat for the time. He did not have clear thought processes and we were unable to evaluate any memory since the claimant has aphasia. Concentration was poor and he was not oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankles were +3 bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not intact, and the claimant appears to have problems with 9, 10, and 11, as well as the 12th cranial nerves. Cerebellar. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a cane, which he uses all the time. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. The claimant was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam. And the Romber sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms of the right upper extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted, except for some mild erythema noted of the right upper extremity. There is abnormal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine, where the claimant was unable to forward flex, secondary to the stroke, within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the left upper and lower extremities, but abnormal for the right and right lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 70 degrees on the right side and 90 degrees on the left. The claimant was unable to get up on the examination table. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right upper and lower extremity. There is decreased range of motion of the right knee, but normal range of motion at of the left knee at 130 degrees. The right was at 90 degrees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. The claimant was unable to rise from a sitting position without difficulty and was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant could not walk on his heels or toes, but is able to walk with a cane for a few steps, but with a very ontalgic gait. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires an assistive device at all times and actually an extra person to be by his side. Neurological grip strength was +3/5 for the left side and +2/5 for the right. The claimant was unable to oppose fingers, make a full fist, or manipulate anything with his right hand. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 do not appear to be intact, and the claimant has aphasia along with dysphagia and is unable to swallow foods at this time. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at +3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the right upper and lower extremity. There is some evidence of some muscle wasting and some muscle spasms, especially of the right upper and lower extremities. Muscle strength was +3/5 for the right upper extremity and +4/5 for the left upper extremity. And for the lower extremity, strength was +4/5 for the left side and +2/5 for the right. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the right side and mildly abnormal for the left. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle objects, especially with the right side. He hears but does not speak well and has aphasia at this time. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for right upper and lower hemiparesis/plasia and signs of a stroke. He also has dysphagia and aphasia. He is unable to heel toe and walk at a normal tandem rate. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally, especially of the right hand. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately to severely restricted, especially for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields as well as his visual acuity, which has not been corrected with glasses. He also appears to have possible retinal bleeds in both eyes. He is unable to communicate very well without limitations and does have multiple restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to right upper and lower hemiplegia, aphasia, dysphagia, and generalized weakness with poor mental and cognitive function. Probable diagnosis. Number one, non-hemorrhagic large posterior left middle cerebral artery infarct. Confirm with physical examination with right upper and lower hemiplegia slash paresis, especially of the right arm. The claimant is unable to feed himself or to talk at this time. His condition appears to be poor, and he does not appear to be gaining much weight at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Esteban Ortiz.